Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about the third dimension versus the fifth dimension. And how do you access that fifth dimension? What is the fifth dimension all about? And what is this reality, the third dimension, that so many of us are really stuck in? So let's just dive right in here. Something that has been in my awareness for a number of years now is just this 3D versus 5D. And I didn't fully understand that language. And yet what I didn't realize was I was already speaking it. And so a lot of times in my classes and in my group readings and working one-on-one with clients, I would have this whole thing coming up around, you know, this reality, how we function in this reality. Well, this reality is the third dimension. That's where we are physically living. Now, when I'm doing my work, when I'm doing readings and teaching and meditating, accessing all of that amazing wisdom and information, that's when I'm working in the fifth dimension. And so I just didn't really realize that there were, you know, this 3D versus 5D thing happening. And so whenever I'm working in the fifth dimension, it's like being in a zone. It's total ease. It's total joy. It's clarity. It's truth. It's pure love. It's just absolutely ease and joy. And so as I really step into acknowledging it more and more and more, especially if I'm having a difficult time or some situations come up and I realize that I've been pulled into that 3D drama, it would just take asking a question in order for me to step out of it again and to really get that different perspective and go, okay, you know what? I'm not playing here. I'm not staying in the third dimension in all of the drama and the negativity. And remember, everything is energy. I'm not going to live that. I'm going to stay in the fifth dimension. And so what I want to share in today's episode is all around being in that fifth dimension. So what does that look like? What does that mean? And so if I'm having a difficult time, or maybe there's some sort of conflict or whatever that situation might be where it feels heavy and it feels difficult and challenging, I'll just ask the question, what does this look like in the fifth dimension? And everything changes. And so it's that simple. It's just to say, okay, I'm having a challenge here. So what would this look like in the 5D? And then everything begins to change. And it's not that you don't have to still go through the challenge. It's like, I'm not saying that, you know, everything just disappears and it's all magical and all of a sudden you're in this fifth dimension. It's amazing. You might have to, you know, move through and have some conversations and whatever, but the perspective that you are given, the information and the awareness that you are given just changes. It kind of pulls you out. It zooms you out so that you can see that bigger picture. And then from there, the choices that you make, there's so much more clarity. You're not so zoomed in and focused on the problem, but instead when you zoom out, you can see the solutions to that problem. And so then it's just easier to maneuver through these obstacles. So I hope that kind of makes sense to you, but that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's just, you know, where do you want to function from? Because there's a lot of hardship and drama and pain in the third dimension versus, you know, if you're willing to go to the fifth dimension. And it's really just a choice. It's just remembering to ask. That's it. It's that simple. And as we're moving forward in these times where, you know, we are in a spiritual war, whether you know it or not, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, again, it doesn't matter because it's still happening. It's still happening around you. So, you know, I always say I would much rather be prepared for what's coming or what's going on around me than to just have my head in the sand and just hope for the best, because that's where sometimes that cosmic 2x4 comes out and then you go, oh my gosh, how did this happen? And then it's really difficult because, you know, you get the rug pulled out from under you and your head is spinning. And that is just not how I choose to live life. I want to know, I want to have awareness, I want to be prepared. I want to be able to maneuver through the obstacles with total clarity rather than being in the dark and going, oh my gosh, like what's going on? There's a big difference. And ultimately, it all comes down to a choice. How you are functioning in your level of consciousness is all just a choice. If you want to stay in the dark and you want to just keep pretending that all is well, you can keep doing that. But eventually one day you are going to have to face that hard truth. And, you know, it might be something that is very shocking to you because this is about the Great Awakening. And, you know, I had a conversation with a friend just recently, and I just said, like, you know, you have to be willing to see what's going on because eventually you will be woke up. And so for me, I don't like being woke up by an alarm going off. That's unpleasant to me. For me, I like to wake up gently and slowly, and, you know, it's peaceful. And so, you know, if for those who are just, you know, got their eyes closed tight and they're just hoping for the best, you know, it's going to be one thing or another. And quite often it's with great intensity that's going to force them to look at things. And so I call it the cosmic 2x4. So again, it's, you know, there's no right or wrong. It all comes down to choice. And what is it that you want to create in your life? You know, do you truly want to have ease and joy in your life? And are you willing to step into, you know, getting into the driver's seat of your life and saying, okay, I am a sovereign being and this is what I am desiring to create in my life and for my future? Or would you rather just be on the wagon, you know, at someone else's hands, and who knows what, you know, what adventures they're going to be taking you on because they're the ones that are doing the creating. And so, you know, is that the wild roller coaster ride that you want to be on, or would you rather be on the one that you want to be in and creating what it is that you are desiring or seeking? So that's kind of it in a nutshell with this episode. It's just, you know, what do you want to create? There is no right or wrong. Do you want ease and joy, or, you know, do you like being manipulated? Do you like having spells cast upon you? Do you like, you know, being at the mercy of what other people, you know, who are greedy and power seeking and power hungry, you know, do you want to be under their rule with them telling you what to do with no freedoms at all? Or do you want to really look at what it is that you want to create in your life? And are you willing to look and see the manipulations and the lies and the deceptions that are being created and all of the spells and all of the mass psychosis, you know, and are you easily hypnotized and are you being pulled into that world thinking that all is well, believing that there would never be someone so evil that would want that much power and, you know, just drifting along hoping for the best? Because it's going to take energy. It's going to take people standing up to say, you know what? Nope, that doesn't work for me. And that's not what I want to be created in my world. So just pay attention and just ask some questions and ask for clarity and ask for guidance, because it doesn't have to be scary. I think a lot of people are in fear. They don't want to know. They don't want to see. And so they're in fear and they're just trying to avoid at all costs. But guess what? Eventually, it does catch up to you, and eventually you will be forced to see. There is no avoiding it. It is the Great Awakening. You all chose to be here as these infinite beings to experience these times. And you know what? It is a magnificent time to be on the earth, to be on the planet, to be experiencing these things. It's a rise in consciousness. And, you know, are you willing to step into the fifth dimension? Or do you even know that that's possible? And that's why I created this whole episode, is so that you do know that it's possible. So ask the question, what would my life look like in the fifth dimension? What do my finances look like in the fifth dimension? What do my relationships look like in the fifth dimension? What does my health look like in the fifth dimension? And, you know, are you willing to just just ask the questions and try and stay there and work in that realm versus the realm of the 3D where all the drama is. It's all just a choice, and it's a level of awareness, and it's a level of consciousness, and what is it that you are choosing? Do you want to be manipulated, lied to, deceived? Then keep drifting and, you know, not acknowledging that you are the creator of your life or taking responsibility and just hoping for the best. Or you can actually say, you know what, I am the creator of my life and I am going to get in that driver's seat and let's see what we can all do together, because it's powerful. And it is just a choice. So that's it for today's episode. And I invite you to acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.